A number of local citizens are acting on their shared concern that scientific research is factoring less and less into policymaking. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz stopped in at the gathering in the Walker's Point neighborhood this week. Organizers of a new group calling itself Milwaukee Area Science Advocates hope to spark science advocacy.
The idea to advocate for evidence-based policy decisions started brewing last winter as a small group organized a March for Science. It went well. In April, more than 3,000 people flocked to downtown Milwaukee. Jason Kern is among the volunteers puzzling out the organization they call MASA, Milwaukee Area Science Advocates.
We really aim to be a group of individuals that can turn out to things like town halls and public meetings to help get the voice of science heard in our communities and in our legislation.
Kern was encouraged Sunday when 150 folks, many with young children in tow, showed up for the first public science meeting, despite uncomfortably hot temperatures. Tantalizing smells floated from food trucks on Brew Street. Inside, live music filled the air and kids gravitated to activities, including the chance to hold a live creepy crawler. Kern would like to think science attracted them. His own concern about climate change couldn't be more personal.
I've got an 8-month-old at home, and I know that our world is heading in a direction that I don't want to leave him in. And so I'm working really hard with this organization to make a difference for his future.
If there was any doubt climate change is real, UWM scientist Mark Schwartz told attendees he was there to dispel it.
The IPCC has said that the warming of the climate system is unequivocal. That's a sort of the closest we get of saying there's no doubt.
The IPCC stands for Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Schwartz says it's a highly respected international organization formed back in 1988 to review the latest research. Schwartz is a phenoclimatologist. He watches how plants and climate interact and says gardeners may be noticing what he has.
From the 50s until the early 2000s, the growing season has gotten about a week earlier. But then I also say, now that doesn't mean you're going to be able to plant earlier because there's also problems with frost. But I can use that as a jumping off point to you can be the person observing this as well, and you can see the evidence for yourself.
When we talk about education, we need to talk about mitigation. What are we going to do about climate change?
Hillary Olson heads community engagement at the Milwaukee Public Museum. She says it, as a trusted institution, can help people come to terms with climate change. For example, the museum has installed a wall of solar panels and is about to construct an intricate garden to manage stormwater.
We're not pressing the, oh my God, climate change is going to get you, trying to make an upper message, like this is what you can do about it. Rather than just preaching to the choir, getting out there in your own communities is really important.
Melissa Tashin is already out in the community. She's a composting expert and the only non-scientist on the MASA panel. Tashin focuses on how waste impacts the environment.
1 million tons of food we landfilled as the state of Wisconsin last year. That is the weight of 3.5 Empire State Buildings.
Oh my God.
So my own personal decision of where I put this paper napkin or this soda can really does add up and make a difference.
Young attendee Jolisa Pierluisi didn't listen to Tashin and the other panelists. Instead, the 7-year-old was captivated by the robot she got to build. But she did have something to say about the spring's inaugural March for Science. Her grandma took her.
I liked it a lot. Even there was a lot of talking and I didn't know what's going on, I still liked marching. I loved it. It was just spectacular. I don't know what to say else, but I know I just really liked it.
Catherine Pierluisi says she's concerned about the world her granddaughter will inherit.
I explained to her that you can't just march and expect change. You have to see how to follow through on that. So that's why we're here today, and we did a lot of the kids' activities.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.